This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon. We're going to talk about the Aviva Health Residency Program. A couple of doctors who are just completing their time. Dr. Eric Wong, Dr. Christy Sunny, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So, you guys are part of the very first family medicine residency class, and I understand you're just days away from completing your training and going on from that. What day do you actually formally graduate? Is there a particular day?
June 30th.
So you've got a little bit more time. But do you feel like, is this as much fun graduating from this phase of life as it is earlier in life? Or is this, because you guys have been getting educated for quite a few years, right?
Definitely. I don't know if I'd say it's fun, but it's been a long time coming, and it's something that we've been working towards pretty much our entire career, so like 10 plus years. So we are very excited and looking forward to that day.
10 years. So from the time you started college to now, it's 10 years?
It's 10 plus, yep. Technically, it is 11 years after a residency, yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of money to get into this field. I'm curious at the front end, why both of you wanted to be doctors?
For me, I grew up in a home where my mom was a nurse, and I grew up watching her take care of people and heard her stories from the hospital. I always wanted to do something in the medical field. Medicine seemed to be the calling, so I just went towards that. So taking care of people in service has always been the really the foundation of why I wanted to be a doctor.
So Dr. Wong, what about you?
Went to the doctor when I was little, and he was just the most compassionate and the smartest guy I know, and what he does seems really, really amazing. So I guess from that point on, I asked myself, why not be a doctor? And plus, I like helping people.
So this residency program began in 2020, and a couple of the goals to bring doctors here to train for 3 years, to prepare them and encourage them to practice in rural environments, and also because of the health provider shortage area that Douglas County is a part of. You guys walked into this during a pandemic. Talk about that.
It was interesting. We started in June of 2020. The middle of June of 2020 was our orientation. And it was, we were the first residency class to go through a pandemic, I would say, like as an intern class. And it definitely had its challenges when everybody else was at home. We were in the hospital. We were working. We were taking care of patients. And so we definitely put ourselves at risk. I think we put our families at risk, but it was for a better cause, for the greater good of other people. And so it was challenging, but it was also an honor for me.
Did you ever look around and go, maybe I should have done something else?
When I was little, I just wanted to be a doctor. But now I'm thinking about becoming Batman. So,
but what about the stress of a pandemic where there's so many unknown things?
I think every generation of doctors have to go through some sort of pandemic. The previous generations went through the AIDS pandemic when they were just watching, when they had to take care of young men who were dying of unknown causes. So it's something that I feel like it's something almost every doctor has to deal with.
Talk about your backgrounds before getting here. Where'd you guys come from? Where'd you go to school so far?
Go ahead.
I grew up in Chicago, so my family still lives out in Chicago. I went to medical school in the Caribbean. It was the American University of Antigua. After that, I did all of my rotations. My clinical training was in New York. After that, I moved to Portland. I was at OHSU for research. And right after research is when I matched into residency here at Roseburg.
I grew up in Boston, and I did a little bit of EMT. For a few years after that, and I realized that, I want to go to med school. So I went to med school in Ross University, that's in the Dominica. And when I applied to residency, I applied pretty wide, pretty much all over the country. And I interviewed here in Roseburg because I like how genuine people made me feel. I feel like people were really trying to get to know you, and the experience has been pretty positive.
So coming from other places, what was it like to come to rural Oregon?
It's, well, I mean, there's less traffic here, definitely. but I feel like overall my experience has been pretty, like, again, pretty positive. Like, people were extremely welcoming in this town. And just be like, hey, you're going to be seeing a resident, and they're totally fine with it, and they totally trust us when it comes to management.
What about you?
For me, Roseburg has been a very special spot in my life. And I think even moving forward, unfortunately, I'm not staying. It'll always have a special space in my heart. It is the first time I knew my neighbors' names, and I interacted with community members and really got to know people in a very small town. I've seen my patients at Costco and random places, and that was definitely different, but it was a beautiful part of being part in Roseburg. So I'll definitely miss it, but definitely carry that on.
And it seems like in a community this size, you do cross paths with people in multiple locations, which, I mean, I lived in Portland for a long time. I know what that's like. You never expect to run into anybody you know except in one place. Yeah, and so this is kind of different than, you know, being in a smaller area. But what about the medical aspect of that? I mean, at OHSU, you've got a lot of resources. There's a lot going on. Do you feel limited in a smaller area?
Sometimes I do. I think there's pros and cons. So being part of a rural residency program, I have been able to manage things that other family medicine physicians may not be comfortable managing. We don't have a neurologist in our hospital. I manage all the strokes that come in. And so, yes, we have less access to specialists, but we are trained to be able to do some of that management. And of course, we're able to reach out to OHSU, we're able to reach out to consulting physicians. So there are challenges, but I really think our program has prepared us to be just a well-rounded family doctor.
What are your thoughts?
Same. I think resources like Peace Health and OHSU has been amazing when it comes to, you know, providing some of the cares that, you know, Roseburg that might be, I'm going to say the word lacking a little bit. So we are able to reach out to them, and they have been great in helping us.
So during this 3-year residency, looks like you guys covered a lot of different areas. Do you feel like you're leaving this program much more prepared to go on with your careers?
I think so. I think I do think it takes 5 to 10 years to make a really good, solid family medicine doctor. These first 3 years of my career has been an amazing foundation. So I know whatever I've gained here, I'm going to carry that, and I'm just going to add to it. So I definitely feel prepared, but there's still a world of knowledge out there to learn.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think as a doctor or just as a person in general, you never stop learning. But right now I feel a lot more comfortable practicing independently versus, you know, a couple years ago when we just first started.
Yeah.
Talk about the diverse things that you've done over this time, the different settings, the different environments you've worked in.
We've worked in, so we see our patients at Aviva Health, so that's outpatient. So we have our continuity clinic there, and there we see patients from all ages. So we see peds, we see pregnant women sometimes, we see older populations, adults, male, female, all types of ages and genders. And then we also work in the hospital. We work in different community clinics. So we work in OBGYN clinics. So we see a lot of obstetrics. We work with peds. We work with
VA.
The VA, yep, geriatrics. So we've worked at Rosehaven, Umpqua Valley.
Pretty much most of the clinical settings in here we rotated at, and they've been great at just giving us a bit different perspective as to what kind of care each setting can provide.
Yeah, we've also been able to work with ADAPT. We were able to work with addiction medicine. So we have seen a lot. We've worked with so many community members, and it's really just been an amazing experience, learning experience, and it's really been awesome, yeah.
Going through this program, what about when you're working with very ill patients, that their prognosis is grim? How do you deal with that mentally, just that with those tough situations?
It's hard. It's definitely a challenge. I still remember the first one of the first patients I lost as an intern, and I was working in the inpatient. I was in my inpatient shift at Mercy, and I think one of the hospice palliative care nurses really helped me get through it. I was able to work with my attending, really work through why this patient was as terminal as she was, and how we could have done to what we could have done to save her, and really. It all comes down to how sick this person was, all the things we've done, it's still not working, and it's really about giving her dignity through her last few days of her life. And yes, it's sad, and it's someone that I'll never forget, but it was also, again, an honor for me to be able to walk her through her last days.
Definitely, I totally agree with that. It's definitely an honor to be able to provide support and just be with these patients that allow us to walk them through this, you know, these final moments of their life. Also very sad because you kind of develop a lot of bonds with these patients and you're sort of expected to just, you know, move on very quickly. So that's also very hard on us.
All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back. Dr. Eric Wong, Dr. Christy Sunny from the Family Medicine Residency Class with Aviva, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1, Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to take a year-end look at Roseburg High School and Principal Dr. Jill Weber and a couple of the students that are valedictorians are going to be in studio. We'll talk about their experience as seniors, their experience wrapping up their time in Roseburg Schools. Today, we're talking about the Aviva Health Residency Program. And Dr. Christy Sunny, Dr. Eric Wong in studio with us today, kind of talking about what it's like. Now, there are 8 of you, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And you guys were the very first year, so now we've had, with each year being added, 24 people in the program. Now, new ones coming later in the summer, I presume. What's it been like to be part of something brand new, getting into it in its first year and kind of watching it evolve?
It was really a great experience. I think all 8 of us, the first class, we knew what we were signing up for. We knew we had to be the ones that really paved the way for this residency, paved the way for our juniors, really all incoming classes. So there were challenges. We really had to let the community, the hospital, know what it means to be a resident doctor. We really had to face some things that maybe our juniors will never have to face because we were the first ones. And so there were definitely challenges, but I think it's gotten easier for them. And I think the 8 of us were really the perfect ones to start this program.
Yeah, really. I really want to thank the Roseburg community for being so welcoming.
Yes.
Because at every site that we initially started rotating and working at, they've been really welcoming people, the nursing staff, the clinical staff at Mercy, all the clinical staff at at all the clinic that we've been to. They just welcomed us with an open arm.
What do you think you've learned that will have the most impact on your career?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think what I learned, well, for me personally, is that you never stop learning. You could just because you know how to do something doesn't mean you can't learn to do it better. So for me, like, it's important to keep yourself up to date on like all the information as much as you can and as often as you can. What you learn like a couple years ago might not be true like now.
For me, it would be access and advocacy. So giving access to patients that might have never seen a doctor, may not know anything about their health conditions, and bringing that access to them, and then really advocating for what they need, helping them through some really tough situations, helping them get better, understanding their illness and their prognosis. So those 2 things, yeah.
I know that some people are often reluctant to seek medical care. Sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's other factors. And what about the, talk about being doctors and the whole idea of preventative medicine, that maybe it's better to go see a doctor when you think something may be wrong, even though you really don't want to.
I agree. I think prevention is always better than treatment. So I am all for, you know, go see your doctors. You might be perfectly healthy, but get the vaccines you need. Get the checkups you need. Get the screenings you need. We are here to really help you and diagnose things earlier and then really help you get through whatever you may need to get through. And that may be nothing. And your visit might be just 5-10 minutes, but it's worth it for the future.
I think the mentality in not just Roseburg, in the U.S. is that you go to the doctors when there's something wrong. And I think we can move towards other mentality where you should go to the doctors when nothing is wrong, and so that, you know, it keeps being that way. And I think other countries are doing that, and they are much more effective when it comes to preventative care than here. In the U.S. So I think going to I think it should be normal to go to the doctors when you just to keep up your screening, just to keep up your vaccine, just so that you can keep on being healthy.
What is for you the hardest part of being a doctor?
The hardest part, I think it's a balance between my work life and my personal life. As a primary care doctor, I'm always bringing my work home. I have endless amounts of notes, endless amounts of labs, endless amounts of imaging, everything to go over. So, you know, for a patient, it's me being in the room for 10, 15 minutes, and they might think that's all. But the preparation that I have done prior to the visit and the things that I have to get done after the visit are all part of that visit. So to find a balance where I don't always, you know, bring my work home, it's definitely a challenge. I'm still learning.
The hardest part being a doctor, I think and this is something that I'm still working on, the mentality of wanting to help people sometimes, but there's limited resources around you. Like, you want to prescribe a certain medications, you want to do certain things for your patients, and you're limited in terms of how much resource you can get. And sometimes you have to get pretty creative.
What about the most gratifying aspect?
Helping people. Seeing their lives change, just being there for them in a really tough situation, having them come back to me and saying thank you and thank you for being there. Maybe even the outcome was negative, but the fact that I was there with them, I think that is the best part.
Oh, same. Just having that one patient who said, I appreciate your time and I appreciate your help, just makes all the difference. Yeah.
So talk about what you're going to be doing now that you're getting ready to end the residency program.
I'll be staying on with Aviva Health.
And why did you make that decision?
I think it's a pretty good clinic to work for. And I think Aviva Health does a pretty good job of being a safety net for the Roseburg community, where we typically take a lot of patients that I believe, you know, who can't afford to go to the clinic, but we do sliding scale so they can come even though they don't have insurance. Or we take a lot of patients that are sometimes, I'm going to say, complicated, and we try to help them the best we can, while I don't know if other clinic would be a little hesitant to do that.
Talk about, in 30 seconds that we have left, what you're going to do next.
So for me, I have always wanted to be a full-spectrum family doctor, so a doctor that does maternity care till the end of life. So I accepted a job in Phoenix where I'll be doing predominantly maternity care, but I will be seeing patients of all ages and expanding their clinic's primary care.
All right, Dr. Christy Sunny, Dr. Eric Wong, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.